Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tainis Daf Yud in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting Daf Testamut Beis in the bottom. Says the Gemara Mashur Melokish Tshuva Shel Ramius Osu Anshei Ninveh. The Tshuva of Anshei Ninveh was a little trickery, because so to speak, they forced the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mo, so what do they do? Rechunim Shavshim Mechalavto Himidu Agolim Mibifrim Fimoyseh Mibachutz. They took calves, young calves, inside, and they put the mothers outside. See Yochim Mibifrim. They put young horses inside, Fimoyseh Mibachutz, and the mothers outside. Continues the one that viewed them with Aleph. They have an Eilin Gayim Minocho and Eilin Gayim Minocho. So the young animals were crying to their mothers, and the mothers were crying for their children. Amrin, they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ileis Misrachim Alinon, Leinon Misrachim Aleihun. If you don't have mercy on us, we will not have mercy on them. Hado Dechtiv, Manen Cho Beheimo, Nevoichu Edri Bokor, referring to the animals, and before that it says, Kachot Tzoyim Karu Atzara, they did a fast. It was a way to come and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to have mercy on us. They also do, they do this in Arvayo, when they have to dive into Hashem. Put in sacks, and they called the Kishbuchu with Chosko. Mao bechosko, when you have chutzpah, you have a azus, so that wins. Of course, the Kishbuchu wants the world to exist, so the chutzpah helps. They go back to tshuva, take over the gezel, but it says whatever was in their hand, it was clear that they stole it. They gave it back. Whatever was in a closet, nobody knew about. They didn't give it back. It wasn't a full tshuva. That's a lashon pasuk. If you did tshuva, you're not going to have to tear your clothing. You're not going to have to tear your clothing for your children, but only for the daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama, why is that so? Because Baruch Hu has mercy, and you'll give up on the bad. Shmuel by Nosson, Mishav Yenison, Erech Af, Inksivka, didn't say Erech Af, Loshon Yochit, El Erech Hapayim, Loshon Rabim, Ma'arich Ruchim at Tzadiki, Ma'arich Ruchim at Rishoyim. He has mercy on Tzadiki and Rishoyim. Rav Akor, Rav Tarchu, Rav Chiyo, Mishav Yenison, Erech Af, Inksivka, didn't say Erech Af, Loshon Yochit, El Erech Hapayim, Ma'arich Ruchim at Shelo Yigve. He waits until he starts punishing. Even when he punishes, he doesn't punish right away the whole punishment. He does it slowly for a person to be able to do tshuva. A person says, he's going to give up on the punishment. It's an expression to say he will lose his stomach, meaning he's going to be punished for that. Kadosh Baruch Hu does punish, just he has patience. He doesn't do it right away for a person to be able to do tshuva. Rachik Ragiz. Not only Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to punish, but he pushed away the actions that bring anger. What, the Gemara explains. Lemelech, it's a mashal to a melech. Shayulu shnei ligyoinus kashim. He had two groups of soldiers that were very tough. Amal melech im darim emi mi ba medino. If they're going to be living with me, the people of the country will make me angry. These soldiers will come and kill the whole people. Everybody. Send them away. And if the Bnei Medina make me angry, until I go and call the soldiers to come back, Bnei Medina, if I see Moisi, they'll come and appease me, and I'll accept it. So I have time. There's two malachim called afechemu, called different lashonos of anger. I'm going to send them away, a faraway place. If Am Yisrael makes me angry, until I come and call them back, Yisrael oisim tshuva, v'ani mekabel tshuvosom, so I'll do tshuva and I'll accept it. Hado dechtiv, bo'im me'eretz merchak nitzah shemayim, they come from a far place. He locks the door in front of them. Hado dechtiv, when Kadosh Baruch Hu has to punish, pasach Hashem etz oytzoro v'yoytze etz klei zamui. He opened his treasures and took out the anger. That means he has to open it up. It's locked up in front of them. Adu potoch, adu torid, rachmoni kraven. Until he opens up, until he's busy bringing them, so he will, his mercy will come back. Tani b'shem ha-meir, ki hinei Hashem yoytzi mikoyimo yoytz, what's yoytzek? Shmuel goes up from where? Yoytzo mido l'mido. Yoytzo mido sadin, uba l'mido sarach, he goes from the mido of din of judgment to the mido of mercy al Yisrael. Ksiv, lo ish kel ve'ikosif. That's the beginning of the pasuk. So we're dash to Shmuel Benachron Verabonon. Shmuel Benachron Alma, Kadosh Baruch Hu Alma Lasos Toivo. If Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to do something good, Lo Yishkel VeYikasev. He won't change his mind. He's not going to come and take it back. Oimel Lasos Ruah. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu said to do something bad, Hu Alma VeLo Yasev VeDover VeLo Yikimeno. So then you do something and you won't do it. Meaning the Lashon HaPasuk seems to be contradictory. Beginning it says he's not. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a human being that says something and changes his mind. And then it says he does it and changes his mind. So part of the pasuk means the human being changes his mind. But the more dashins, there are some things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does change his mind from doing something bad. Meaning, isn't it a person who made a Kadosh Baruch Hu's words go away? Who is that? Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu through his tefillah took away the anger of Hashem. Meaning that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you angry on your nation? Didn't he make a Kadosh Baruch Hu change his mind from punishing Am Yisrael? You see from the pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. If a person says, I'm a God, that's a person that says on himself, so he's lying. Ben Odom Kelani, a person says I'm a God, Soifer Lisois boy. You will regret to choose to believe this person. Shani Oilo Shemaim, he says I'm going to go up to Shemaim. Ha'u Omar V'lo Yikimeno, he says that he won't keep it. So there's another way to dash in the Pasuk. Rav Acham Shem Rav Ein Tainis Achshav. He said there's no Tainis because we don't have the Nasi as we saw before. Omar V'yosu Adom Ro Eilin Tainison, Da'anon Avdin, Leis Eilin. The Tainisim that we do today, they're not real Tainisim. Only Ken Marav called Tiny Shane and Asa Ketikno. When you have a Tiny who's not done properly, Alea Kakosa Voimir, and the other Pasuk says, Nostan Lai Bekoilo al Ken Senasio. To do an improper Tiny, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol hates that. It's worse than not doing a Tiny at all. Halacha Bey Zok de Mishto. On the Betfila, they start davening, we're reading from the Ateva, who's going to be the Chazon, Zoken Verogil, someone who's older, and he is Rogil to daven. Fiyeshlo Bonim Ubey Soy Reikon. And he has children, but he doesn't have any money. So he will daven with a full heart. He says 24 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei Shebichol Yom, the regular 18. He has 6 more brachas. What are the 6? Zichron is the shofars that you have in Rosh Hashanah. Continuing to view them with base. Kel Hashem Mitzorah Sali, which is a pasuk in Tehillim. Esoi Naya Lahari, another Psukim Tehillim, Mimakim Gasich Hashem, another one, and Tfilo Lahani Kiyatu, these are 4 other brachas which are based on Psukim Tehillim. Sadimor Tani, Vishofil Berech, Vinoyach Tishchayris. Shofil Berech means he's an onov, Noyach Tishchayris, he's accepting his Odoi, Mina Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Rogil Bechachma, Rogil Bagodi, Rogil with learning, he knows Agato, Vishlo Bais Asodi, has a house in a field. Says Gemara, Taninon Beisur Reikon, Matomar Achin, you said he's empty, then you see he has a house in a field. Yeshlo Boni Mubonis, he has boys and girls. Meaning, if they don't find, they don't have this person, the perfect person, you can have a chaz anyone they want. Why do we have 18 brachas at Shmoneh Esrei? By the way, we just mentioned there's 18 brachas we have every day. Why do we have 18 brachas? The 18 mizmorim that we have in the beginning of Tehillim, and until you reach the parak of Tehillim, Yan Hashem B'yom Tzor. So you have 18 brachas until Kadosh Baruch Hu answers you. We say 1 second. Yan Hashem is parak Chof of Tehillim. You have 19 brachim before. Well, you can, Lama Rokshu is a separate parak, it's not a separate parak, it's part of the previous parak. The person davens, and he's not answers, he has to do a tainis, because it says Yancho Hashem after 18. You see, that is, it says Yancho Hashem, so there's a special bracha to tell your Rebbe, your davening should be accepted. It's connected to the 18 vertebrae you have in the spine. When a person stavins, he has to bend his entire spine. What's the source? All my bones will say, will daven to Hashem. Rabbi Levi says, the 18th time that says the name of Hashem in that mizmor. So one second, we don't have 18 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. We have 19 brachas. Emor lo shel minim, the bracha of the malshinim, kvar kavua chachomim biyavne, chachomim ad in yavne, that's not the main Shmoneh Esrei. Hitzav lo zeh abisa kumi avyesi v'achtiv kela kovidirim. If you look at the names of Hashem in that parak, there's actually a 19th one. The 19th one is kela kovidirim. Emor lo v'atani kol shel minim v'shel poishim v'chni azedim. It says, look, on the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei we have, and the bracha of the malshinim, we also had poishim and into that bracha. And skeinim, v'shel skeinim, v'shel gerim, v'vtach tzadikim. We speak about tzadikim, speak about the skeinim and gerim. Shel David, we add b'ein Yerushalayim. So we have many other things that we mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei. Do you have the name of Hashem for each one? So in other words, the extra name is for all these additions that we add to Shmoneh Esrei. If you look how many times in the Torah it says Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all three, you find it will be 18 times. Connected there, we have 18 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. Someone says, one second, there's one more. And more loyvine Hashem nitzav alov vayomer leisu minoin. Because it says over there, Elokei Avraham avichol, Elokei Yitzchak avichol. This avichol doesn't mention the name of Yaakov. One says, it's only 17 because one of them doesn't mention Yaakov. And Mar Loi, Vayikro Behem Shmi, Vishem Avoyis, Avram Yitzchok, and Amal Chagoyel, Minu Nim. Because Shmi means Yaakov, even though it doesn't say the name Yaakov, but here is referring to himself, to his name. The 18 Sivuim that it says in Parshas Pekudei. Sivu Hashem is Moshe. Only the 18 that are mentioned from this pasuk onwards, these are the 18 that connect them, corresponding to them. You have 18 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Continues the word, it says, Sheva Shal Shabbos Minayin. What do we have? 7 brachas in the tefillah of Shabbos. Says the word, Davidav Hamudalef, Omav Yitzchok, Kenegit Shiva, Koyel Shekosu, Bohovu, Lashem, Bnei Yelim. In that parak, it says, Koyel Hashem, Koyel Hashem, 7 times. Omar of Yudon Antonadra, Kenegit Sheva, Skor, Shekosu, Mizmu, Shiriyom, Shabbos. 7 times the name says the name of Hashem, and Mizmu, Shiriyom, Shabbos. Teisha, Rosh Hashanah, Minayin. How do we know we have 9 brachas, Rosh Hashanah? Omar Bo, Kartigno, Kenegit Teisha, Skor, Shekosu, Pashas Chano. 9 times the name, it says the name of Hashem and Parashas Chano, Hashem Yadin Av Se'aretz, and it says Loshem Din, which belongs to Rosh Hashanah. How do we have, what's the source of 24 brachos in Ta'anesim? Says the Gemara of Chalbu, Rav Shua Bar Nachman, and Tarvei and Armin, they both say, Keneged 24 peom, Shkasu Parashas Shloimo, Rinot Tfilo Tchino. Keneged 24 times, they mention when Shloimo HaMelech's Tfilo, when he built Beis HaMikdash, the different Lashonis of Tfilo, Rinot Tfilo Tchino. And there Shlomo says, when people need things, they're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to answer them, and that's why that belongs to Ta'anesim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Yud.